Letters from Home, a podcast from the St. Paul Center.
How do we win hearts and defend the right to life amid the charged abortion debate? Find easy, fast, and compelling answers to the most common challenges in Speaking for the Unborn, 30-second pro-life rebuttals to pro-choice arguments. Learn more at stpaulcenter.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. John Bergsma from the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology and Franciscan University of Steubenville. And here we are on Wednesday of the third week of Ordinary Time, and it so happens that the memorial of Saints Timothy and Titus, bishops, falls on this day. And so our first reading for today's Mass, we've got two options. We can read either from 2 Timothy or from Titus. And who are Timothy and Titus? Well, they are the second generation of Christian leaders. So we honor them as bishops, in Greek as episkopoi, because they were successors of St. Paul. And that succession from Paul to Timothy and Titus, that transferal of authority from the Apostle Paul to these younger men is very clear in these what we call pastoral epistles, because they're written to pastors, 1 and 2 Timothy and the Epistle of Titus. And so we see right before our eyes as we read these epistles how Paul is investing these younger men with authority on his behalf to govern the church when he cannot be physically present, or indeed when he is no longer even physically alive. And so in our reading from 2 Timothy, Paul gives a lot of very edifying advice to his spiritual son, Timothy. He, for example, reminds him to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. That is the early rite of ordination. To this day, when a man becomes a priest, the bishop lays hands on that candidate for the priesthood to bestow on that young man, although sometimes it might be an older man as well, that authority to function as a priest of the new covenant. So we already have a reference to that rite of ordination through the imposition of hands in our reading from 2 Timothy. And then in our reading from Titus 1, 1 through 5, Paul calls himself a slave of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, and he writes to Titus, my true child in our common faith. That's a relationship of spiritual paternity. Notice how the implication is that Paul is a father, a spiritual father to Titus. This is the origin of why we call priests father. Because they're, you know, in a role of spiritual paternity toward us. And Paul says at the end of this reading, for this reason I left you in Crete, that you might set right what remains to be done and appoint presbyters in every town as I directed you. So we see three stages of apostolic succession here. We have Paul himself, who was made an apostle supernaturally by our Lord Jesus Christ, who showed up in his resurrected body and commissioned Paul as an apostle. And then Paul has appointed Titus as his representative. So that's the second stage of apostolic succession. Titus is Paul's disciple, representative, successor. And then Titus himself has the authority to appoint presbyters. Presbyters is a Greek word. It literally means old ones or elders, but it takes on a special sense in the Christian church of an officer of the church who exercises authority to teach and to govern in the church. And it contracts down to the word priest in the English language. So our English word priest is a contraction of this Greek word presbyter. So quite literally, to appoint priests in every town is what Titus was left on Crete by Paul to do. Notice that he wasn't left there to organize elections of the presbyters, because the church is not a democracy. It is a monarchy, and the authority is a top-down process. And sometimes that can be frustrating, but in the long run, believe me, it's a lot better than alternatives that I experienced outside the Catholic Church. But for right now, let's just observe that we see these stages. So you've got Paul, and then you've got Titus, and then you've got these presbyters that Titus appoints, and that is the chain of apostolic succession going on there already, establishing the leadership framework of the church. And so on this day, we are particularly grateful for the ministry of Timothy and Titus, who were worthy successors of St. Paul. And we're grateful for that whole generation of what we call the apostolic fathers, these early men who knew the apostles themselves and shouldered the burden of caring for and leading the church in that second generation of Christianity. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here today. And then in the gospel reading for today, we have our Lord's parable of the sower from Mark 4. And of course, a sower goes out to sow seed, and there is different kinds of soil. There's the path that's hard, and the seed can't get into it, and so the birds come and just eat it up. And then there's the rocky ground that has shallow soil, and so the plants wither when the sun rises and gets hot because they don't have enough moisture. And then there's the thorny soil where the seed falls and the seed sprouts, but it does not bear fruit because thorns are choking it. And then there's the good soil that yields a good harvest. And of course, our Lord explains that these are four kinds of people who hear the gospel. There's those who reject it outright, and eventually Satan takes away that gospel revelation that they have received. Then there's those who receive the word with joy, but they're fair-weather Christians, and they can't withstand tribulation or persecution. They have no depth of spiritual root. And then there are those who are among the thorns, the thorny soil. These are people, our Lord says, who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. And then finally, there's the rich soil and those who bear good fruit for God. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably not the path, because people that are the path, just reject the gospel immediately and would not be listening to Catholic podcast on the readings for Mass. And you're probably not the shallow soil either, because you would have fallen away by now. So it's likely, if you're listening to this podcast, like myself, you are probably somewhere between the third and the fourth kinds of soil. You want to be the rich soil, but you're probably dealing, as I am, with these things that intrude. And so what intrudes? Worldly anxiety, and the lure of riches, and craving for other things. So what do we need to do to become the good soil, brothers and sisters? First of all, we need to address worldly anxiety, and we have to stop being scared of how things are going to work out. And if you're in that situation of just, always being anxious, I recommend memorize Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9. St. Paul says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, make your supplications known to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." We need to learn to transform our anxieties into prayer and learn to have what we call total abandonment on divine providence. We leave things in Jesus' hands, and we just stop worrying about it. That's the answer for worldly anxiety. Now, for the lure of riches and the craving of other things, we need to practice self-denial and mortification. As far as the lure of riches goes, the answer for greed and for avarice and for the love of money is almsgiving. So if we have trouble with that, if money has a hold on our heart, we need to give money away. That's what kills off that greed and that avarice. So we need to increase our donations and look at how we can support our parish and other ministries within the church and the proclamation of the gospel. Many wonderful, wonderful apostolates out there and religious orders, et cetera, that we can give to. Many wonderful charitable organizations as well. So we need to be more generous in our giving if our problem is that lure of riches. And then the craving for other things, the way we fight that is through various forms of, you might even call them forms of fasting, but little acts of self-denial through the day. So at every meal, we never indulge ourselves and just like stuff our faces, but we eat a moderate amount and maybe we practice like St. Jose Maria recommended, you know, scanning the table at every meal and choosing something that we're not going to partake of. I'm going to deny myself salt, or I'm going to deny myself ketchup, or I'm not going to take dessert or something. Just that little act of self-denial prevents us from just going hog wild and giving in to our sensual desire. And, you know, and maybe we could pray a little bit today and ask the Lord to show us if there is anything in our heart and in our life that is competing with our love for Jesus. Anything that competes with love for Jesus is a thorn that needs to be weeded out of the soil of our heart. And it can be even relatively innocuous things. You know, we can get addicted to sports. We can get addicted to certain kinds of hobbies that aren't necessarily sinful, but they just come to occupy all our time and a lot of our money and a lot of our mental time is spent thinking about, oh, this hobby or this activity that I love to do, et cetera, et cetera. And it distracts from our love of the Lord. And if there's anything like that in our lives, we've got to root that out and cut that back so that we can be the rich soil that is fully given over to bearing fruit for Jesus Christ. Well, this has been Dr. John Bergsman from the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology and the Franciscan University of Steubenville, wishing you a happy and holy memorial of Saints Timothy and Titus. Pray for us.
Letters from Home is a production of the St. Paul Center. Our commentators include Dr. Scott Hahn, Dr. John Bergsma, Mr. Rob Corzine, and Dr. James Merrick. Our production team includes producer and technical director Rory Mitrick and sound engineer Joseph Palmer. Subscribe and rate Letters from Home wherever you find this podcast. The St. Paul Center is a nonprofit organization facilitating life-transforming encounters with the living Word of God. To find more faith-based resources, including Dr. Hahn's podcast, The Road to Emmaus, and Mrs. Kimberly Hahn's podcast, Beloved and Blessed, visit stpaulcenter.com.